be a DJ.
You do? Woo! 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This amazing stretch of warm March days continues. For tonight, it's going to be very mild. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, I think we're in the mid-80s both days. The rain chances will be pretty tiny both days. Isolated showers at best. Then the rain chances start to pick up as we get into Friday. Friday night into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. That's going to lower the temperature several degrees by about Saturday into Sunday. The pollen count news is still bleak, medium to high right on through Wednesday at least, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You pretty much forgot the part where everybody fundamentally believes I'm a genius.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Y'all, I'm a middle-aged woman. And up until today, I have managed to not ever have to do a rant video on Facebook. But apparently today is my day. Just left the grocery store. And as we all know, the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever we're calling it this week, has driven people completely insane. And the woman in line in front of me, just apropos of nothing, just starts shrieking at the poor little guy ringing her up that he has just touched his face and that he therefore must wash his hands. Just shrieking this to the top of her lungs. So I'm assuming she surely to God must be the head of the CDC because she says it with such conviction. And by the way, lady, it's you're not supposed to touch your face. Doesn't really matter as much if he touches his. I digress. The little guy says, I can't wash my hands right now. She says, I'll wait. Great. Well, I'll wait, I guess, lady. He says, I have hand sanitizer. So he takes like a quarter of a little squirt, does his little thing on his hands for about a quarter of a second, which basically would have just served to incite a riot and maybe kill off two small, weak germs, to which the head of the CDC in her kitten-covered lab coat nods and fervently agrees that he's, you know, saved the universe with that. He kind of refrains from rolling his eyes, which I think makes him a saint. And then she goes on to whip out her credit card and use the debit pad that every finger-licking, booger-picking, double-digit IQ idiot has touched all day long after going to the bathroom and not washing their hands. And then she just walks on out with her groceries, completely oblivious to the fact that everyone who handled those groceries prior to her getting them has left their little touch and trace of germs all over them. That going down the conveyor belt, they probably picked up chicken juice and everything else. But thank God that kid used that quarter of a squirt of Purell. She has saved the day and kept us all safe from the coronavirus. Y'all, it doesn't matter what we do. There's so many stupid people in this world. We're never going to survive anyway. So touch your face. Just touch it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACB. It's happy hour. The stock market's getting higher.
Larger.
Welcome to happy hour.
And here.
Please clap.
Yes, he does.
That's all I have. Actually, what I want to do this afternoon, my beautiful Nissan Rogue is over at Don Duncan's getting a new filter today. They're doing free pickup and delivery at Don Duncan in a minute. And will you remind me to give their number out? I'll put it on Facebook, too. I can only do one thing at a time. But they handed me, Richie, the guy that's managing Bell Road, handed me a card for Get the Works Free.
Woohoo!
So we'll give that away a little bit later this afternoon.
Yeah.
And Don Duncan, he's a guy that's doing it right. He is not cowering before the situation. This is an opportunity to get some things done that are kind of hard to jam in when you get kids at school and picking them up and a job and all the rest of the stuff that I know the highly responsible of this audience of this radio station deals with on a day-to-day basis. I was talking to the boss before I came up, and he was telling me that Sinclair's has removed enough tables to where they have safe distancing.
6 feet.
I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They could be, there's really only two ways to go through this. One is with a complete and reckless fear and panic, which is what the media wants you to do. They want you to, they want to put video on riots over toilet paper and every other crazy. These son of a bitches don't care. It's about the agenda. This, anything else, it's about the agenda. And I want to applaud Sinclair's for that. I hope. Now, I'm saying this understanding, and I've been through this, that some people are afraid to spend anything right now. But one of the reasons the market went up today is because this administration, unlike others in the past, and I'm including Republicans, except for Ronald Reagan, who was special. This is Donald Trump. He is a businessman, and when he says, I want this done ASAP, in government speak, sometimes that could be a month or whatever. He wants to help the people that are hurting right now. That's what Mnuchin said today. That's why the market had the rally. They are taking this head on. One of the things that has slowed the delivery of medication and other necessities at this time are regulations. Trump is cutting those. First of all, they're giving the truckers a break. They're taking the leash off the truckers. Thank God for our truckers. Thank God that they're not behaving like a lot of people and, I don't want to get... They're not like the... You won't see... Where did I put that guy? Rosie, I think I'm just a little bit...
Verklempt.
Yeah, I did get a little nap today, and I have been studying and reading about this, like, every minute since, to see what's...
Postponed!
And what's...
Canceled!
But it's all going to come back, folks. It's all going to come back, and I'm on the camp that says it's going to happen sooner than later.
Me too.
I really do. I think the way... We just have to keep a cool head, be patient, and look out for our vulnerable community.
Absolutely.
That's who's at great risk right now. The folks that have existing conditions and are more vulnerable to this thing as it goes around. Because, again, the statistics here in Alabama, I was talking to Jay downstairs, the total number of cases has gone from 28 or 9 to 36. And they're getting the testing, the drive-through testing, although I saw long lines, I guess, up Jefferson County.
But that would make sense. They've got the airport.
And they probably take international flights there, I would think, too.
Yeah, so.
Isn't it interesting that one of our big border critics has been that pissant Trudeau up in Canada? Well, guess what he did? He shut
closed
their borders.
His borders.
Mother. I wonder if I asked the president real nice, if he would lean on the FCC and lift the language restrictions. No?
No. We don't need to. We need to be better than that. And we are.
Can I be better than that?
Yes.
What do you think?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
See?
Women have more faith in me than men. You still don't think even with...
No.
Okay. What I would like to know is, and call us at 272-9228, and I'm talking to businesses and people who have used businesses that are doing this right, like Sinclair's, creating the social distancing so people can still go out and get a good dinner at a really nice place. Sinclair is one of my favorites. To keep in business. The boss, let me mention the City Grill. That's another local favorite. Had called up to make a reservation, and they were very happy to take it. Those may be at the upper end of the price scale, but that's how we win this. That's how we win this. We have to, when we can, if we can. And again, I am not ignoring those of you who just got laid off or it's going to be temporary. But for others, this is how we win. We invest in our business community. I would like to know, a lot of restaurants have gone to curbside. That's still going to lay off people, but at least they're doing something. If you're a business and you've taken certain precautions, we'd love to hear from you at 272-9228. Restaurants, anybody that you know as a listener, 272-9228. We want to know who is in and doing everything possible to stay viable. That's important. The people that are trying, those are the ones we need to support. Life has not ended.
No, and we've heard from several of our advertisers on what they're doing. I heard Brandy Burkhalter this morning.
Yeah.
They're delivering. They're not charging. They're delivering to their elderly customers. They have quite a few. So they're delivering. They're working with them.
It's not just the fact that Don Duncan is delivering my car. They're doing free pickup and delivery because I'm elderly.
No.
It has nothing to do with it.
No. But they're doing that. They're doing it for everyone.
Sure.
Because they recognize this is a very difficult time.
So they're the ones that are trying. They're the ones that are in the fight to win and survive this. And again, I'm optimistic.
Yes. And we need to support those that are helping with this.
Yeah.
I've read so much this afternoon, you know, how MPS rallied around to make sure that the kids who are under-resourced in the Title I schools are fed. Beginning tomorrow, they will receive their meals that they normally get while they're in school. So these kids are not going to go hungry. That's, my heart was, very taken with that, and I called somebody to find out, you know, what was happening, who's involved in the after-school feeding program. Mm-hmm. And so then they're still very much involved, and they're still providing food, and, you know, so these kids are not going to go hungry. And this is where we need to, you know, the senior centers are closing down, so we need to be aware of our senior friends and neighbors.
Yep.
And take care of them and talk to them and see what they need and see if we can be helpful. I think it will end sooner than later if we all do that.
I agree. And again, Gateway Pundits, which is a reliable source, made a story today about not our CDC, Ralph. This is where, now this is going to make me unhappy because I can't pull them up on this, on Chrome. I have to go to Mozilla. First world problem. I know some of you are dealing with real issues. I apologize for my short-sightedness and my self-centered. Here from Don Serber, a possible COVID-19 treatment. Drug called remdesivir. They developed it to treat Ebola and Marburg virus infections. Had some success against MERS and SARS. You know, this is there's some encouraging stuff out there. I hope that we're filling the vacancy. I'll give you an example. Every day on the MLB Network, I watch a guy named Christopher Russo on a show called High Heat. He's crazy. He gets animated. And sometimes he yells. You know, he gets passionate about Joe DiMaggio or something. Right, you didn't see it. Is that for me?
Happy hour, he says.
Hold on. Let's see. Wow. I got a note from Ray about what they're doing.
Ray?
Yeah. I need the name and everything. Not your name, Ray. Ray is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes. Mr. Sunshine.
So I can credit you. The whole idea, again, is let's give some airtime to businesses that are trying, businesses that I know some of you will want to support if you can. Let's do our best. David is the first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, Gregory, how are you?
I am okay.
Good. Hey, you know, my wife, she retired last fall after 36 years in the medical field working in hospitals, and she'd been through, you know, Ebola, H1N1, SARS, MERS,
right,
which all had much higher death rates.
Yeah.
Than what this is, and with the COVID-19, and she's just like, I just can't believe that they're making such a big deal out of this. You know, she's like, everything else we dealt with over the years was much worse than this. And I told her, I said, well, you got to remember who's president now.
I agree. I mean, at the bottom of it, I want to, you know, it's too late to do anything about that. We know that this media will do anything. And I'm going to make Bill Maher the poster boy for this because he's the asshole who went on TV and said, let's hope for a recession. Let's crash the economy. Yeah, a few people will get hurt, but we'll get rid of him. What kind of a despicable subhuman douchebag would make a statement like that? Well, your wishes come true, and I hope you're the first to go.
Yeah, but,
Rotten
you know,
hell, you son of a bitch.
I'm not panicking. I mean,
that felt good.
You know, I've lost six figures in my portfolio, you know, with the stock market.
I know.
But I know that's strictly on paper. I know it's going to come back.
It is.
You know what? I think part of the thing with the market is there are too many people who are not professionals like Brandt and others who know these storms come and go. But what is 100% true, it always bounces back.
Absolutely.
Look at today.
Yep.
If we get the lemmings out of the market, maybe in the professionals work, it will stabilize at least and see it grow back soon. Again, sooner than later.
And I know I use Brandt, and I know Brandt's working hard, looking for bargains to when the market does go back up, it's going to look good.
It will. David, thank you for the call. Again, 272-9228. We're looking for local businesses that have done things to adapt, to roll with this punch. And if you would like to pay tribute, 272-9228. And again, how nice to have pickup and delivery with Don Duncan. So I'm getting my oil filter over there today, and I hope somebody who's got time will go over to Jack Ingram and look at a vehicle. We got to keep doing these things. And if you want to keep this radio station on the air, we need you to really look at any of the folks that spend their money with us.
I got my eye on that Murano.
The 2014?
Yes.
That's a sweet car. You know, I don't want to mention any names.
Hello!
No, it wasn't him. You.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's the one that told me what a great vehicle it is, and it is. I just happened to come across this Rogue at just the right time. Thank you, Tip Tames. And they've got some great selections, a little under 5,000, over 5,000, in any price category. You want to shop, they got a Beamer in that under 10,000 category, too. And luxury is timeless. You know, it's a Beamer. And several other options that are very glittering. So why not go see? Why not go look? Because life is going to go on here. You're going to have a new driver in the family, or maybe you already do. And don't they, we looked up the financing terms on that. You can get that for like $81 a month.
Yeah, possibly.
$81 a month. Upgrade your ride. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 North Eastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Yeah, and I don't want Tip, and I don't want Greg in the finance department to be sitting there listening to crickets chirp. Maybe you're counting out with at least whatever. They're such good people over there. And if you can, do some business. Our buddy Ray, Homewood Suites by Hilton. And here's what they're doing. They were at one point at 87% occupancy, now down to just 30, but they're providing to-go plates for guests, cutting in-house dining in their dining rooms. All hotels are taking a hit, obviously. But we just got to make up our minds to weather this. We are really, I've said it yesterday and I'll say it again today, we are the most important people, not radio people. The folks I know who listen to this show and to this radio station, we're the ones that are going to make this a win-lose situation. I opt for win.
Absolutely.
So with whatever resources we have, let's do the best we can. And I think we're going to be just fine. And I again say sooner than later. 272-9228. It's 324.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You and I in a little Irish pub, drinking pints of Guinness, it's the beer we love. A bunch of drunken Irish guys, 99 green buffoons go by.
Blackman will be joining us shortly. We're going to talk about media accountability, of which there is really none, and specifically calling out clowns like Lion Bryan at MSDNC and others. So he'll be joining us in just a little bit. In the meantime, there's a lot of good news out there. Talk of a potential antivirus that really boosted the market today. I mean, I think when the market is confident that we are closing in on a plateau, that we've got everything in place to catch up and deal with this thing. Our friend Ray mentioned, their occupancy at Homewood Suites is down to 30%. It's usually much, much higher than that. It's a great hotel, too. Ray runs it, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEOs are telling the president it's forcing a slew of layoffs. Do you think that's falling on deaf ears? They're talking about getting money out to people ASAP. The biggest problem in the middle of all of this embedded bureaucracy. All the red tape, and this is what Trump is doing. If you get your news from NBC or CBS or ABC network, you're likely not going to hear that. But that's exactly what he's doing, especially unleashing the power of the individuals to do their jobs, like truck drivers, like medical staff and others. Drive-through testing and all these other innovations. And that's why I'm confident we'll plateau sooner than later. And I don't know when Christopher Russo's coming back, but I do miss him. It's 3:31. Let's see how the roads are moving today.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have moderate to heavy traffic all the way around the boulevard, congestion at all of the major intersections, most congested from the Wears Ferry Road to the Wetumpka Highway this afternoon. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. An accident cleaning up on 85 northbound right out of the merge. As you merge from 65 to 85, the accident is on the right side of the road, just off on the edge. Watch out for an emergency vehicle that is still on the scene aiding that motorist. No other accidents into us to tell you about at this time. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Blackman joins us next.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. Federal authorities are recommending people only gather in groups of 10 or less. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call this number, 334-747-0150. The number is open 24 hours a day. A Montgomery restaurant owner and her husband have been indicted on federal charges that include money laundering. Melissa Stacy Ann Smith owns the Island Delight Caribbean restaurant. She's charged with money laundering. Her husband, Richard Smith, has been charged with multiple federal counts, including cocaine possession and gun possession intended for drug trafficking. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This amazing stretch of warm March days continues. For tonight, it's going to be very mild. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, I think we're in the mid-80s both days. The rain chances will be pretty tiny both days. Isolated showers at best. Then the rain chances start to pick up as we get into Friday. Friday night into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. That's going to lower the temperature several degrees by about Saturday into Sunday. The pollen count news is still bleak, medium to high right on through Wednesday, at least, if not longer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When I find myself in times of trouble, who do I turn to?
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
I am not going to the thing. I am going to line one. Think about that. I mean, how would you like to be with him up there right now running the show? David,
think Blackman, about it. Yeah.
It is frightening. You want to think about Joe Biden running the show right now?
Holy cow.
Pass. But, and I want to get into the, of your many great blogs, the most recent one about media accountability. I can't talk about it. There is none. Except on this show.
Right.
We admit we're wrong. We just never have been. So there's been no need to do it. But I would if I was. Maybe if I screwed up the score in a ball game. I would like your evaluation. And God, watch the market. What a joke. So many lemmings in there. You know, they all get nervous together. They all get confident together. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But the president's performance managing this thing, I think the big difference in the last day or two is unleashing, cutting through the red tape and laws restricting truck drivers and stuff. There's so much to talk about. I'll let you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, and you know, the meeting he had yesterday with the restaurant owners and today with the grocery supply people, you know, all those things are great and show he's on top of things. And if there was a Quinnipiac poll, of all pollsters, Quinnipiac comes out with a poll yesterday showing that Americans approve his performance in this crisis, 47% to 43%. So as biased as the media has been and as active as they've been in trying to foment panic in the population, it hasn't really worked. I mean, you know, 43% of the population in this country is going to disapprove anything he does. They disapprove of him getting out of bed.
So the Quinnipiac poll is 47 yes?
47 approval, 43% disapprove. And you know, that's from a highly biased left-wing polling organization.
Well, you know,
anyway, he's doing fine.
When there's a crisis, you want a boss, but you don't want a dictator. You know, I've kind of said, hey, you want to find out what life in Venezuela is like? Take a look at your store shelves when they're empty. This is what the left is. That's the future they have in mind for you. There's a chance to, this could be a very teachable moment for a lot of folks. We live in such a privileged world, and I don't mean that in the politicized sense, but there's so much that we just never really think about how lucky we are that the bread waits for us, and we don't wait for the bread.
Right, right. And that's true. And, you know, I've been to the supermarket several times here over the last week, and it just the shelves keep getting more and more increasingly bare as time goes on. But I do think now that the grocery stores, the big ones, chains, are now stopping, not being open 24 hours a day. They're closing overnight to restock, and that's smart. And you know, the supply chains are beginning to catch up, and they will catch up. The thing people have to realize here is there's no shortage of toilet paper in this country, folks. You don't have to go to Costco and buy 500 rolls of toilet paper.
No, we don't.
There's going to be more on the shelf tomorrow. Just get however much you need to fit your needs for maybe a week and go home and let other people have some.
It's not like the corona's coming out of the tap water, for God's sake. Right. If you run out, take a shower. It still works.
Exactly. I feel bad for the restaurant folks, you know, having to close down. That's going to be horrible for them. Keep people like that in mind as you go through this.
Mentioning in passing, one of our sponsors, Sinclair's, which is a nice place. If you were coming to town, I'd probably take you to dinner there. They have removed their tables and created the social distancing that the government suggested so they can stay open.
That's smart.
Restaurants always sanitize everything. I've worked in them, I know, and they really look after that because they don't want health code people up their butt.
Right.
So what I'm telling people, here's how we get through this. We ultimately have to be leaders, too. We just can't expect it from the president or anybody else. We have to take the initiative to patronize businesses. Those who are out right now because of layoffs and stuff, I'm not, you know, pitching this to you, but people who can should buy a share of stock or go out to eat at Sinclair's or any.
Right.
I got my car being serviced right now by Don Duncan Allman. They're doing free pickup and delivery. This is one of the best auto service places you'd ever go to in America. Free pickup and delivery right now at all three other spots.
You know, I'll tell you who else is doing a lot of good stuff right now, and I'm no fan of the guy that owns the place, is Amazon. You know, yeah, they're going to hire 100,000 people. Yep. They're prioritizing their supply chains to ramp up service on getting more consumer goods in there, like toilet paper and things like that that people are wanting. And you know, so as time, people get over the initial shock of all this, which I think we're all starting to do now, you're going to see more and more of that kind of creative thinking because, you know, Americans are good people.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, people want to help people.
I agree. And we're suggesting, you know, make sure you're looking after older folks who may not be able to get out. Offer to pick something up if you are headed out. And, you know, this is, we have to kind of re-embrace what we all felt, that shock after 9/11. This is different, yes, but yes, we're watching things grind to a halt for, I think, let me ask you this, and then I got to take a quick break. Right now, I'm in the optimistic camp. I know they have to put it out there that it could go to July, August, whatever. I don't think it's going to take that long. What are your thoughts?
No, I don't either. I think as the weather warms, it's going to calm it down. And I think 2 months from now, we're all going to be back living our normal lives again. I mean, it's going to have a major negative impact on the economy.
Yes.
For at least a couple of quarters. But hopefully things will quickly get back to normal in the economy as well. But I just think that this is largely because of the drastic measures now that the government is taking to flatten out the curve on this thing.
Yeah.
Which is the whole strategy.
It is.
I really think that we're going to see that, yes, unfortunately, there are going to be thousands of deaths ultimately in the United States, especially among older folks and folks who have underlying medical conditions. But it's not going to be, you know, like the Black Plague, or it's not going to be like what's happening in Italy and Spain either.
No, it's not.
The countries that didn't shut down their borders and things, take these measures that were taken.
You could check the story out. I got to take this quick break here, but there's a story that and this is political correctness killing people. Before this was identified, they were apparently in Italy was saying, we can't make the Chinese feel like we're racist, so hug a Chinese.
Right.
That was the campaign. Well, perfect timing for that, which is one reason why it spread so quickly there. So that there's an example, and plus they have a disproportionately large elderly population in Italy as well.
They do, that's true, but you know, they didn't stop travel from China, and most of Europe didn't. So Europe is really going to have all over Europe, this is going to be very bad.
Have you been reading all the press apologies to Trump for criticizing him for that Chinese travel ban back at January 29th, 30th?
Such a bunch of sky. I watched the president's the news conference today, the task force, and the press room, you know, the media idiots have been whining and moaning about not having daily press briefings for the last year. The press room was maybe 20% full today. There's such a bunch of crybabies, they've stopped coming.
They make me sick,
pathetic.
I don't think we're alone in that belief. They have not impressed during this whole thing. David Blackman is our guest. DBDailyUpdate.com, the first stop on your daily commute to the truth and mine. And when we come back on today's blog, there's a perfect example of how the media distorts, twists, and ignores the good stuff. David, I'm going to put you on hold for just a bit.
Great.
Thank you. Great guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It is 3:45. Here's another example of something you can do with a great sponsor, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. We're going into some warm weather. You know, it's been pretty summer-like the last couple of days. Call them out or get a Clark's Club membership. Get them out. Get your system running efficiently so you save on your energy bills. It's a little bit of an investment now to save over the long, hot days ahead. And nobody's better at this than Clark's. The best HVAC technicians, talented plumbers. And when you're a Clark's Club member, you get a discount on any parts and labor that are required for a repair or service. And guess what? When you're a Clark's Club member and a crisis happens, because after all, it's a man-made machine, things happen, you get... You hear the word now, not tomorrow, not 2 days from now. When your AC craps out on a blazing hot day, it's good to know they're on the way. I just made an inadvertent rhyme. I'm so talented. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some truly amazing human beings, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperidge Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Lemu and Doug.
Lemu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 3:47, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, is our Tuesday guest. I so enjoy these segments. I want to go to the bottom of your most recent blog on the complete and utter lack of media accountability, because this is a perfect example. The president, yesterday, I gave the governors the right to go order on ventilators directly if they want, if they feel they can do it faster. Totally misinterpreted by the fake news. They're sick.
Right, yeah. Mara Gay, who's actually on the edit, she's a reporter, actually on the editorial board at the New York Times.
Well, there's a prestige gig.
And, of course, you know, as soon as this call with the governors is over, some of the Democratic governors are recording the call, and one of them leaks it to the New York Times, so the New York Times listens to it. And this is the same Mara Gay, by the way, who was on with Brian Williams 10 days ago. And Brian Williams decided that if Eckersberg would have just given all that money he spent on his campaign, the $500 million, to the American people, he could have given all of us $1 million apiece, right? The actual number, of course, is $1.53 apiece. Yeah. But never mind. So she's an idiot already, right?
Yeah, obviously.
And so the president's talking about, well, we need more respirators, ventilators, and the federal government is doing everything it can to acquire more of them and distribute them to the states. But he tells the governors, or what she puts in a tweet, is Trump told the governors this morning that they're on their own.
Oh,
quote, respirators, ventilators, all the equipment, try getting it yourselves, Mr. Trump told the governors during the conference call. Well, what he actually told them was that, and then he said, we will be backing you, but try getting it yourselves. Point of sales, much better, much more direct if you can get it yourself. In other words, he's telling them, look, we're going to get all these machines eventually, and we're going to shoot them out to you. But in the meantime, if you can find them quicker and get them yourselves, that's better, right? Which is good advice. It's just good advice that anybody with any sense would give to the governors.
You know,
but anyway, it's just a corrupt and intentional attempt to smear the president. And this crap goes on every day.
And yet, I was so heartened. That's good news that you have from the Quinnipiac poll on the president's performance in this. And I think that's going to improve from here. Because here's Donald Trump.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Donald Trump does not like to lose. Donald Trump is probably, I don't think he puts the fear of God, but I think he's got everybody saying we want the best possible result on all of the stuff. For example, deregulate the trucking regulations. We're slowing down delivery of medicines. And they've pulled all that back and off. And then God bless the truck drivers. They're like the great American hero right now.
Can't well, and everyone thinking about voting for Joe Biden needs to think about who you'd rather have in charge in a situation like this. Donald Trump, think of the business he's been in his whole life, the construction business. This is a guy who, throughout his entire life, has had to know how to maintain crucial supply chains for his product, for his project. And that's exactly what he's been focused on this whole time during this crisis, is maintaining the supply chain,
yes,
which is very difficult in a crisis like this, with all kinds of goods, not just consumer goods. And so it's either that or a politician who has never held an honest job in his entire life in charge, right? That's your choice this year.
Yeah.
So just think about these things when you go vote. Hey,
if Joe Biden was in there, I'm sure I would have already had my free tube of Anisol to combat this thing.
There's just no telling what he'd have been doing. I just can't even imagine it. And God help us if we ever have to really go through it with it.
Please, America's always had to prove it can weather inept, incompetent presidents. That's and with a VP, Stacey Abrams. That's my nightmare.
Either going to be her or Elizabeth Warren, I think. Yeah.
Remember the church lady? Isn't that convenient? How the Russians that all that kind of got dismissed while we were busy focused on this crisis. Huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. The whole Mueller hoax just fell apart yesterday, and nobody noticed because of the coronavirus. The one Russian entity, the one that they actually tried to indict, Concord Management. They spent 2.5 years trying to figure out how to actually prosecute a case. By the way, just so everyone remembers, this company was accused of spending less than $200,000 in social media ads trying to influence the 2016 presidential election. Now, think about that number, $200,000. Michael Bloomberg was spending $5 million a day.
Wow.
And got to, what, 12% in the polls, maybe, at his best. So it's just, the whole thing was a farce to begin with. Of course, it's a Russian company. They couldn't get anybody sent over here to stand for the charges, and they finally had to dismiss the idiotic case 2.5 years later, and no telling how many millions of dollars got wasted on it. But it's just, that was the entire basis for the whole Russia collusion hoax right there, and it's gone now, and nobody in the news media told you about it except me.
That's correct. You know, that's why I always am smarter than the average talk show host, because I steal it from you. Final thing, and I urge you to go to dbdailyupdate.com daily, and especially now, if you're looking for good reading material that's grounded and based in fact and not fiction or hysteria, the timing on all of this, David, just, it reeks. It just reeks, because now they get to hide the geezer, and it conveniently gives the DNC an excuse. Hey, why bother with a convention? Let's just give it to Joe.
Sure. I'm betting that tomorrow, maybe Thursday, the DNC, you know, after Biden wins all these primaries today, he won't win Ohio because they decided not to have their primary. But he's going to win Florida. He's going to win Illinois. He's going to win Arizona. And he's going to have a big lead. And the DNC, I will guarantee you, before the end of this week, I think probably tomorrow, is going to call off any further debate and basically, you know, leave it up to the state Democratic committees whether or not to even hold primaries from here on out, and just basically declare Biden the winner, which he's going to be anyway.
Rosie, I want to ask Rosie, is our primary still on for the 31st?
Haven't made a ruling yet. They're trying to see whether they need to postpone it. If they don't have to, they won't.
In the meantime, David, have you seen any recent polling update on the Sessions Tuberville runoff?
Have not. I actually looked this morning. I haven't seen any new polls.
Okay.
I guess none have been released. But, you know, but your point on Biden is this just allows Biden to hide from now all the way to July. He doesn't even have to make a campaign appearance if he doesn't want to. Now, Sanders will protest about it, and he'll probably keep campaigning. But the reality is this is their golden excuse to hide this guy, get him into some kind of, you know, rehabilitation program, and try to get him at least semi-coherent for the convention. And, you know, so it's all to his advantage right now.
David, I'm going to wrap up our glorious time together with the way we started. Yeah, hide the geezer.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goat, you know the thing.
That's gold, man. That's comedy gold right there.
It is. I hope I'm on the radio many more years to keep playing it. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. God bless you, man. Thank you for your contribution to the show. Thank you, too, for your optimism. It's contagious.
Yes.
I'm trying to be a carrier right now. And not a...
This is America. Don't worry. 2 months from now, this is all going to be over. We won't even be talking about it.
I'm 100% on board. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Take care.
When he called in, he said, is this a coronavirus hotline? I said, yes, it is.
I wish I had taken the call live on the air then. Yes, it's a serious situation.
Yes.
But we cannot let it overwhelm us. And I still want to hear from businesses. Like right now, my oil filter is being changed by Dunn Duncan. They're doing free pickup and delivery at all three locations. Sinclair's invite you to dine in. They have... it's always clean, but everything is sanitized. There's social distancing space, so if you want to go enjoy a great meal, and they got, I love
excellent
everything.
Food.
Their beef stroganoff is one of my favorites. Their burgers are good. Something light. This is how we win. We all want to be judicious, but when you can do something like go out to eat or call up and pick something up or get your car serviced while you're working from home, whatever. Now is the time to do that, maybe more so than ever. That includes, by the way, buying a house.
Yes.
If you got to move, whatever the situation is, that does not go into the dustbin, because I know just heard today I was talking to, I had to mail something to Goose. It was the one gift that didn't come in time. I was really upset. I was talking to some people at the. Where was I? The UPS store.
Well, this is what I seen. I seen the cops knocking the truck window out, and I thought they was giving the man UPS. I thought the man was dead. That's the way it was.
So I was in the UPS store. There were a few people in there, and the guy was saying, yeah, I'm trying to ship some of my stuff. I got transferred, and I got to go by the weekend. And he says, I'm trying to do it now so I can, before if. I've not heard that they're going to have travel restrictions, flights. God, if you want to, that's another thing you can do. Buy an airline ticket now that you can use later in the year. Because you know this is not going to be going on in August and September. I don't even think July. I think I expect the baseball season to start Memorial Weekend.
Yay.
That's what I'm reading. But, again, I'm just a Hawk Show toast. Morris Capuano, this is something you can do, though, is call him. If you're currently renting, you want to get a better place and pay less per month, that's the way to do it. Homeownership mortgage interest rates are so low. And people do well in real estate because they know when to buy. And prices in the area, the market has made a nice comeback over the last couple of years. Eddie Bader's been telling us that. Eddie, don't lie. So at least... why not get pre-approved? Because this is not forever. We're not going to be quaking and shivering forever here.